Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Creating content is becoming the best asset in your business to have. It's so important because you're able to build trust, credibility, and a lead generation for new customers. The reason why a lot of business owners are becoming more known today is because of content creation. Just imagine if you start picking up your camera today and start teaching and showing what you are good at, what your company does, you will have so much more credibility because people will like, know, and trust what you do. Content creation is another form of marketing because when you start marketing yourself, you start putting yourself out there. When you make videos, you're putting yourself out there to your ideal customers, and this will help you later on in life, later on in your business, and later on for you to grow your company. So marketing, it is bringing awareness to people that know nothing about you. Creating content helps you become known in your particular field, in your particular industry, in your particular niche. It helps you identify who you would like to serve and why you would like to serve them. For instance, I would like to serve podcasters that who are entrepreneurs because I'm an entrepreneur and I have a podcast. Now I want to help podcasters be able to monetize their platform by advertising, by partnerships, and get sponsorships from other companies, other businesses that's looking to sponsor a platform. See, what I didn't know when I started in this, when I started making videos, was that I didn't know I was marketing. Nor did I understand the power of marketing or even grasp the meaning behind it. The meaning behind marketing, to market yourself, to market your company, means to bring awareness to people that know nothing about you. Steve Jobs was getting up and speaking to different colleges, different programs, different conferences. He was selling not only himself, but his company, his product, and what their goal and mission was. How can we do the same exact thing? I have to learn how to be a better communicator. I have to learn how to present and tell a story to where the story can tie into the point. What I used to do often was say the point first and then tell the story. And then follow with the other point. What I've learned is that there's a skill behind communicating. There's a skill behind presentation. There's a skill behind performing. If I'm not willing to do the work, I can't be and get the results I'm looking for. See, Steve Jobs was one that knew exactly what he was going for, and he got the results that he was looking for. How can you be so clear on a goal when all he focused on was being clear on his products, was being clear on his customers, and making the best products for his customers? It wasn't the fact that Steve Jobs, quote unquote, needed the publicity, but he was marketing. If you're in business, if you have a business, if you have a company, you have to market yourself. You have to market your business in order to get more customers, in order to make more money, in order to have more revenue. Because if nobody knows who you are, what you do, who you serve, you're not going to make no money. I made 893 videos, and it was difficult for me to make videos because I didn't know how to ask for the money. When I did this podcast a couple years ago, the guest that I had, he said never leave money on the table. Never leave money on the table. But then I'm like, what money are you talking about? The money that's on the table is the money that you're not asking for. I didn't know I had to ask for the money to get the money. I just thought the money was gonna come to me. No, absolutely not. Steve Jobs knew and understood for him and his company to grow, He had to ask and be a better presenter and be a better communicator. That's what he practiced on. That's what he focused on. That's what was his main focus. When he was able to present, he was able to connect with future customers. Back in 1997, I wasn't even born, but he was up talking and delivering his message for his company, for his business, about for everything that he was working on. But it was the confidence, it was the clarity, it was him understanding what his company goal was. His company goal was to sell Apple products, but make the best product for their customers. He understood the goal. He understood the purpose. He understood what he needed to do in order to do that. See, marketing brought awareness. And when he brought awareness, he was able to have more customers. See, having more customers is just saying, I know and understand what this company is or who this company or business owner does. I want to work with them because they brought so much value to me. I want to work with them because I know them. I want to work with them because I'm aware of them. See, when people are aware of you, now you can have more business. Now you can have more revenue. Now you can have more attention. Attention is the most important thing because content creation helps you have that attention around your brand, around your company, around everything that you're doing. Because once you have attention, once you have content or videos that you're making, you can continue to produce it because it'll help you along the way. Why does content creation matter? It matters because you're able to reach more people online through digital marketing rather than in person. Just imagine if you have a one-on-one conversation, you can reach more people online because of technology, because of social media, because of the platforms that we have today. See, Steve Jobs spoke in 1997. He spoke back in the day. But yet today, people know him. People understand who he was because of the videos that he made when he was presenting, when he was communicating, when he was marketing. He was marketing himself, he was marketing his business, and it's helped him build a company that everyone knows. If everyone doesn't have an iPhone, they understand and know what the iPhone is, just don't have it. He understood the mission, and the mission was so clear that he wanted to pursue it every day. Every single day, even when he got fired and released from Apple, he went to Pixel and he still created the best product for his customers. The best product for his customers. Why content creation matters more today than any other time is because technology has improved so much that we are able to connect with all of our customers, all of our audience with the press of a button. All we have to do is just record and upload it to the social media platforms. Just imagine if Steve Jobs had the social media platforms that we have today, oh my God, he would have had so much awareness. But it's the fact that he was able to understand he was using what he got. I've learned how to use what I've got to understand that I'm marketing myself. I'm gaining awareness. I'm putting myself out there in a way that's going to help me attract the customers and audience that I'm looking for. See, I want to help podcasters monetize their platform by advertising their audience. See, I have to learn how to ask for the money. I have to learn how to ask correctly because if I'm not asking, I will never get. And this is, since I'm never getting, that was the problem. 893 videos later, I had to learn that content creation is a business. What is business? Business is providing a solution for a problem that needs to be solved. I didn't understand that because I didn't know what I was doing. I was just making videos. I'm like, yeah, I think I'm good on camera. I think I'm great. But I didn't know the business side of it. I didn't know how to ask money. I didn't know how to be clear on the goal that I would like to pursue. I didn't know that. I didn't understand that. But now I'm able to create content around what I would like to do, who I would like to serve, and the purpose behind it is for me to continue along the journey. I can continue because I'm able to understand who I would like to serve, who I would like to help, and what problem I would like to solve. It's not the matter of making the videos or just making content is understanding the point behind the video that you're creating for yourself. Not just for yourself, but for your audience. It will help your audience understand and see the value that you can bring to them and how you can solve their problem that they're dealing with. And it'll help you in the long run because it puts you in a position that you were planning for but wasn't expecting. See, I have to learn how to ask. And now I'm going to ask. If you're looking for someone to sponsor a podcast, just send me a DM, shoot me an email at Terrell@FairUseKnowledge.com. If you're looking for a platform to sponsor, I am your guy. I am your platform. Send it to me, then we can have a conversation. See, I'm learning how to ask. I'm learning how to ask, right? I want to be comfortable asking, so I'm going to do it more often. The type of content to create, the type of content to make, it's to inspire. I remember watching this video with Steve Jobs, and he was speaking at a college graduation. And he got up and spoke for the 12 minutes. He had three different stories within his speech. And as he's speaking, as he's delivering his message, as he's delivering his story and his points, he was able to inspire the audience to dream big. To go for anything that you have the thought and dream of, and to know that it's going to be harder, and when it get hard or difficult, keep pushing through. It's not the end of the world, but it's the world that starts when you continue through the hard times. The hard times will never stop coming, but it's the will to push through. Steve Jobs showed and demonstrated how much will you have in order to make your dreams come true. Your dreams are meant to come true. But if you don't believe your dreams can come true, nothing would ever happen. Nothing would ever come from it. So first off, you want to inspire your audience. You want to inspire your audience by telling your story and wrapping a point around what you have been through. See, when I started making content, I didn't know it was a business. I've learned that it's a business because of the audience that you're able to serve. Content creation helps you solve not just a particular person, but a group of people, group of audience, an audience that share the same values, the same problems, and like the same things that you are into. But I learned that in order for me to inspire, I have to show up. In order for my message to resonate and connect, I have to make videos around a specific topic and have a point around every story that I make. I have to be consistent with the process. I have to show others that it's possible if one is willing to do the work. In order to inspire, you got to have a story. See, my story is so incredible because it's my journey. Your story is so incredible because it's your journey. And it helps you connect with your ideal audience in order for you to serve them correctly. The next point is to educate. Not only does content creation helps you build an audience, it helps you teach them in a way that's going to serve them. For instance, this video is talking about content creation, the importance of content creation. It's another form of marketing. It's another way to build awareness for your company and your business. See, content creation is so important because we're not using it effectively. The point of this video is to say, if you have a business, you're supposed to be, it's good to be making content creation content because you're able to put yourself out there more. You're able to use the technology that we have in order to grow awareness for your business. See, the purpose of this video's content creation is to teach, educate content, the importance behind the goal of it. And when we understand the goal of the content creation, now we're able to do it more often, more consistent, and have more impact. And the last point, the last type of content that you can make is to transform. It's to transform. When I started making videos, I was just telling a story and didn't have a way for the audience to transform from what I had been through. I was just talking. I was just speaking. I was just being consistent with the process. And I didn't know how to transform because I wasn't transformed yet. Now that I've learned how to present myself and my stories more appropriately, I've learned the importance of transforming your audience. Yes, I've been through a phase where I had to learn what business was, what content creation was, but the power came from when I continued to do it, when I continued to learn about it, when I continued to show up. Yes, 893 videos is a lot of videos not to get paid from it, but think about the amount of skills that's been developed over time. That's the transform. You're not going to be great. I wasn't great my first video, nor my second, nor my third, nor my fourth, nor my 100th video. I got better over time because I continued along the journey. See, that's the transform part. See, oftentimes we want to quit so soon before we even discover who we would like to become, who we can become, because when I continued along the journey, when I continued along the process, I've learned how to be a better communicator, a better presenter, and a better asker. Because I'm going to start asking now because it content creation is a business. You can't ask, you can't get nothing if you never ask. So I'm starting to ask. That's the transform part. That's the part that matters the most, because how do you go from where you are today from where you would like to go? You got to identify where you are. You got to recognize and just sit there. And once you sit there, now you're able to start there, because that's where you are at. You can't be great. Mr. Beast, he's a phenomenal. No, not even Mr. Beast. Steve Jobs is a phenomenal businessman. But let's go back to when he first started. Was he a great communicator? Was he a great presenter? Was he great at anything? When you first start something, you're not going to be great. But never be afraid to start, because when you start, that's when you learn more about yourself. That's when you learn more about your goal. That's when you learn more about the purpose and goal that you're pursuing. It will be challenging, but that's where the transform part comes from, because as it's more challenging, when you start, it becomes less challenging, because now you go from where you are to starting and learning more about the route you would like to go, the route you would like to pursue. So the three types of content is to inspire, educate, and transform in your videos, because you're helping others see their way through the tunnel. The tunnel might be dark. The tunnel might be small. But the tunnel is going to eventually show the light in the direction that you're going. It won't happen as soon as you take that first step. It'll happen as you continue along the process. The process is long, but so is life. So choose the battle that you would like to face. Either you want to chase your dreams, you want to chase your goals, or you want to sit in fear and never chase your goals and make your dreams come true. Content creation sets you apart. Your story is important. It sets you apart from others. What you have been through matters, because it's your experience, your growth, and your knowledge. Content creation is so important because it builds reputation. It builds trust with your current and future customers. And you establish credibility because you know what you are talking about. You have awareness, and when you have awareness, people listen to what you are speaking about. When you speak about things that you're doing, that's the difference that matters the most, because now your company is able to grow. Now your business is able to flourish. Now your goals are able to be achieved, because you're able to serve your audience in a way where they need it. You're able to solve a problem that needs to be solved, because you are focused on this one goal. Steve Jobs' main goal, main priority was to make the best product for his customers. And he said that every video, every conversation was to focus on making the best product there was. And that's what he did. That's what he focused on, making the best product ever. So how can you start focusing on the best you ever? That's the goal. That's the mission. That's the purpose. Start focusing on yourself. Begin to start. And when you start learning for yourself, you will be able to grow and flourish so much that you would ever imagine. There's only one you, so why not be the best that you can be? If you enjoyed this video, how about you click this video right here and watch more videos on how to personally develop within yourself.